Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Sting's AEW retirement match has been confirmed. Plus, a top AEW name could be leaving next month. And we have a name for a WWE faction. For Friday, January the 12th, 2024, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
The only thing for sure about Sting is my retirement, Revolution 2024, is for sure.
Wow. Massive announcement by the icon Sting, winding down his Hall of Fame career.
That was Sting last year announcing his plans to retire at AEW Revolution in March. We are now in January. That time is rapidly approaching. We saw on Dynamite this past Wednesday, we talked about it on the podcast yesterday, we saw the return of the Young Bucks to size up Sting and Darby Allin. And this started tongues wagging as to whether this would be Sting's retirement match. Sting and Darby Allin versus the Young Bucks. Fightful Select have shared some details on that today. Sting has had a major say in who his opponent or opponents will be, say Fightful. We've heard that he's been more keen on continuing to do tag team matches as opposed to a singles match, as he's indicated in the past. An aside on that, I always like the idea of Sting versus Darby Allin as Sting's last match, but it seems like that's not the case. Back to Fightful. The Young Bucks appeared on AEW Dynamite at the end of the January 10th show, hinting that it could be them. As of several weeks ago, that was actively the plan, and one that Sting was on board with. We are told that Sting getting the right send-off has been a very important thing for Tony Khan. We're told that pretty well whatever Sting wants en route to his send-off, the company has been willing to make happen. And it very much seems that Sting wants to be in there with the Young Bucks for his last match. Another factor in all of this is Ric Flair, who has been following Sting around since his debut in AEW. He's kind of been on the retirement tour with Sting. Fightful Select gives an update on Ric Flair. It should go without saying, but in case you're wondering, we are told that Ric Flair has not been considered for any in-ring performing, but has been actively pushing to do more physical spots. Of course, Flair is keen to get into the mix. No doubt he will play some sort of factor in Sting's retirement match, which, according to Fightful Select, is set to be Sting and Darby Allin versus Matt and Nick Jackson, the Young Bucks, at AEW Revolution.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to AEW Dynamite, the Hall of Fame voice of wrestling, Jim Ross!
JR, great to see you, buddy. What better place than Jacksonville, Florida, to mark the return to the desk of none other than JR himself, Jim Ross.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man.
And the other thing I want to say right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday night, and you know what that means.
But in
An interesting run in AEW for good old JR. Without doubt, one of the most iconic wrestling voices of all time. There'll never be another one. He has received praise for some of his fantastic calls and moments in AEW, but he's also received some criticism for some less than ideal moments that he's been involved with in AEW. Been a mixed bag, but on his podcast, Grilling JR, he revealed to Conrad Thompson, did Jim Ross, that his AEW contract expires next month. He revealed that his deal is up on Valentine's Day, but is keen to stick around to not only work with Tony Schiavone, but also to call Sting's retirement match. JR says on the podcast, "I mentioned that to Tony Khan last night. He agreed. It's only right. It makes sense. I think there's money in Schiavone and I working together, not just in Greensboro, but going forward, sporadically. We have great chemistry. We've never lost that. If he and I are doing the match with Sting and company, I believe it's the right thing to do. I need to get signed up so I can be there."
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A former WWE and TNA champion is joining Ohio Valley Wrestling. Mickey James announced yesterday as the new creative director and head of female talent, as well as executive producer for OVW Wrestling Events. In a press statement, Brian Kennison, the voice of OVW, said, "Mickey James is a name synonymous with excellence in the wrestling industry, and we are incredibly excited to be working with her. Her experience, her talents, and vision will be invaluable in elevating programming and our women's division to new heights." OVW CEO Al Snow adds that Mickey's influence will be transcending the ring and inspiring a new generation of wrestlers and fans alike. Now, as well as leadership roles, Mickey James will also, according to the press release, forefront an exclusive TV series focused on female empowerment in professional wrestling. On Twitter, Mickey James said, "Thank you, OVW, for everything you've done for me. Now, I hope to return the love in some way. I am honored and excited for all that 2024 has in store." Mickey James, a former WWE and TNA champion, bringing some really great vision, all being well, to OVW. It's a great get for OVW to get Mickey there. Somebody who has been part of the OVW system, worked her way through it, went on to great things. No doubt a future Hall of Famer. Excited to see what Mickey James does. Speaking of TNA Knockouts, Trinity yesterday got presented with an all-new TNA Knockouts World Championship title belt by Impact president Scott D'Amore. This was the final title belt presentation in the week leading up to Impact Wrestling becoming TNA once more. The title design itself, it's a hybrid of the first TNA Knockouts title from back in the day, the one held by Gail Kim and Awesome Kong, and the last Impact Knockouts title. There's certainly a sort of shape and a form that reminds us of that as well. All the title belts for TNA, by the way, have been lovingly created by Hellfire Designs. They're on Twitter, at Hellfire_Designs. Do check them out. Trinity is going to be defending that new belt against Jordan Grace tomorrow night at TNA Hard to Kill. Really exciting weekend as Impact Wrestling becomes TNA once more. My love is with my colleagues, I can call them colleagues, TNA Wrestling ahead of a massive weekend in Vegas. And over to WWE for the final part. Tonight we will see Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits on SmackDown. WrestleVotes reveal that there were plans in place to name the faction last week. They got axed for unknown reasons. WrestleVotes go on to say, I'm told those plans are still tentative as the direction of the trio could be shifting. The planned name for the group is The Pride. Bobby Lashley, the Street Profits, Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, aka The Pride. I like it. It's got a nice vibe to it. The Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast is moving. On Monday, you will find this podcast exclusively on the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast feed. Search Cultaholic Wrestling News wherever you get your podcasts from. They should be appearing there now. And from Monday, this will be exclusively on that feed. If you're listening on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast feed, which includes the Raw review, the SmackDown review, the main podcast with the lads on a Friday, this news podcast will disappear after today from there. If you're listening on the Cultaholic Wrestling News podcast feed, well, welcome in. Enjoy your morning dose of 10-minute wrestling news. The Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review returns tomorrow. Myself and Matthew Gregg plan to rewatch WrestleMania 18 across 2 weeks just before Christmas. We recorded the first part and then I got sick just before Christmas. So we only just recorded the second part yesterday. So it's going to be an interesting listen, but you'll hear it all on the podcast feed. We're watching every episode of SmackDown week by week. And on the podcast feed tomorrow, you'll have a retro reaction to WrestleMania 18 that literally took 2 years to make. It's on the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast feed tomorrow. And for the latest wrestling news across the weekend, check out cultaholic.com. I'll speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.